Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachas of Suda Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Pei Ches paskins that you're not allowed to fast until midday on Shabbos morning. And the Ramah says, even if you're davening and learning, you should not fast past midday. And the Mishpurah says that that's simple. If I'm trying to fast, that's for sure aser, because you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. But even if you're not trying to fast, you punk, don't eat until midday, that is not allowed. And the reason is because someone who waits to eat until 6 hours, you'll still feel weak the whole Shabbos, and it'll be like a tinus. And now I have a tinus on Shabbos. Therefore, Mishru writes down that there's certain kehilos that they used to sometimes fast, but it's tzara. If it was a tzara, they fasted half a day. He says, it's not allowed. You're not allowed to fast half a day. And the Mishru speaks out. If he tasted something before Musaf, then it's fine. You keep the Suda after Shei Shais. And then he also writes that Lefizah, Shtiach Tzibur, Shemanagin, they sing a lot. Then Yoytziv Beis HaKnesses, you don't come out of shul until after Chatzos. It's Shaloi Koigen, it's not proper, especially in the winter. And he says, of course, on Yontif, it's not allowed. He says, besides Rosh Hashanah, that's fine. And then he ends off, but the Eli Rabbi says that Lamaisa, if you want to learn Odavin, there's a makom to Mekel to Davin until and eat the Suda until after Chatzos. So therefore, Alach Lamaisa, those places that they Davin very long and they Davin until after Chatzos, it is proper that you should drink something before davening in order that you shouldn't be fasting till after Chatzos. Drink a coffee before davening, and for most shittas, that helps, especially there's another tziruf, because the Magen Avraham says that when we say 6 hours, it doesn't mean 6 hours from Netzach Hama, it means 6 hours after you wake up. So someone davens, they daven long, a lot of times they wake up 8, 9 o'clock, so 6 hours is past Chatzos, so you have a little more time to work with. So definitely if you take a drink of water or drink a coffee before davening, that is sufficient to take care of the problem of fasting after 6 hours. Now, even if you do take a drink before davening, there's another inyan that you should try, if you finish davening at least, you should try to start the Suda before Chatzos. Because it's a mavoyer in the Bach and in the Lashon Rambam that the ikizman of the Suda and Shabbos morning Suda is before Chatzos. And that's also a pirkei Kabbalah, like we spoke at the Kaf HaChaim in last year, that every Suda has its own oiros and shemayim. And the zman is before Chatzos, and the Aruch HaShulchan really is matmiya, and that the Pesach didn't mention this. And he says, really, that he's supposed to eat it before Chatzos, and the Pesach don't mention it. Back upon him, there is a big Indian that you eat before Chatzos. But at the end of the day, the minhag in Klal Yisrael is not to be so makbid on this chumrah of eating before Chatzos. So therefore, as long as someone takes a drink before davening, he's not fasting, and he wants to learn, there's a big makom to be makel, to learn, and to daven, and not to make sure the Suda is for Chatzos, especially in the winter, it's hard. Chatzos could be 11:45. Sometimes it's hard for some people to eat before Chatzos. There's definitely a makom to be makel to eat after Chatzos, especially if you drank a coffee before davening.